Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 9 of In His Steps. Today's title is Worship After a Storm. Psalm 145 verses 1 through 3 says, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Our text today comes to us from Matthew chapter 14 verses 22 through 33. Immediately He made the disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side while He dismissed the crowds. And after He had dismissed the crowds, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, He came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and they said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered Him, "Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out His hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshiped Him, saying, "Truly, You are the Son of God." Matthew records Jesus feeding the 5,000 and then having His disciples get in a boat while He went up on the mountainside to pray. Scripture specifically chronicles the time Jesus began praying as evening. The Greek word used for evening refers to the time after sunset and marks the transition from day to night. This was the time Jews typically had their supper. Bible scholars put this time between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And Scripture also notes that Jesus didn't come to His disciples until the fourth watch of the night. There are four watches of the night consisting of four three-hour segments that ran from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. The fourth watch was from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So, Jesus prayed for 12 hours with His Father as the disciples struggled through a storm. The Bible provides two important details in verse 24. A footnote in this verse tells us the distance the disciples traveled. It says a long way from land is many stadia in the original language. One stadia equals 600 feet. John records the distance more precisely, stating they rode 25 to 30 stadia. The disciples rode 3 to 4 miles on the Sea of Galilee, which is approximately 4 to 5 miles wide. They rode all night and seemingly got nowhere because the boat was beaten by the waves and the wind was against them. The word for beaten is a Greek word which means tormented. Without the storm, the disciples would have easily crossed to the other side. The disciples struggled all night while Jesus prayed. Was He praying for them? We don't know. We know that God allowed the storm and waited approximately 12 hours before He came walking to them on the water. The disciples had gone straight from a miracle to a mess. They went from feeding the 5,000 to a storm that tormented them for hours. Jesus calmed the storm and got in the boat with His disciples. After the ordeal, the disciples worshiped Jesus and they confessed, "Truly, You are the Son of God." Sometimes we worship God with more fervor when we overcome storms in our lives. We rejoice that the storm we were struggling with has subsided. Why is it easier to praise God after a miracle than before? Don't we have the same opportunity to worship Him regardless of the situations that confront us? There is never a time where we don't have an opportunity to be worshipers of Christ. J.D. Greer shares these insights into worship. Rejoicing comes from reminding yourself of something that you know. It's amazing how many times in Scripture we are commanded to worship, and not just if we feel like it. Throughout the Psalms, the people of God are told to raise their hands in worship, to sing aloud, to shout, to clap, and even to dance. We're commanded to do these things whether or not we feel like it, because worship is a choice. In worship, we choose to rejoice by faith in a reality that God declares to be true. Sometimes that choice aligns with our feelings. Often that choice defies our feelings. Many of us go to church thinking about how we feel, but worshiping is not a reflection of how we feel. It's a reflection of what we know to be true and what God has promised in His Word. It's a declaration of what God is worthy of. Worship is not a depiction of our feelings, but a declaration of our faith. It's a defiant declaration that I am not how I feel. My life is not what circumstances may make it look like it is. What God says is true, and I'm going to act like it. Worshiping despite our feelings is a fight, but it is a godly fight, and it is a fight for joy. In trying moments, worship is a declaration that while we're suffering, it might still be part of our story. It's not our whole story, and it's not the end of our story. Worship recenters our identity on who we are in Christ and defiantly declares the victory we have in Him. It re-narrates our lives in the better, truer narrative that God provides. Here are some questions to ponder today. Are you prone to worshiping God with more passion after a storm of life is over? What does your answer say about the depth of your worship? Why is worship always a choice? How can testing times strengthen your daily worship of God and lead to more consistency in your praise of God? Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed day.